Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Attention terrorists, hold on. Here's Tara's Daily Rant.
Good morning, Lee. Welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you very much. I was sort of here, but not here.
Yeah, kind of. I'm working from home, so yeah. People were asking, what was up. So, yeah, just working from home. Easier to just do this way. But you are back now, so that is good.
Yes, and I will be glad to say, yes, I tested positive for COVID-19.
Okay, I didn't know if you wanted
to
tell anyone.
No, I have no problem with that. I've got no problem at all. In fact, my wife and I both did. And, you know, this is despite being vaccinated, so this is not a pandemic of the unvaccinated, and I'm thankfully, thanks to the good Lord, living proof of that.
Yeah, and you're not alone. Everybody in my family who's been vaccinated has had COVID, mm-hmm. Some of them twice. Yeah. So, I mean, this is kind of where we are. And I think looking at the economy, looking at the national strategy, it's time to discuss something other than the vaccines failing.
Yeah, this is
and pretending it's working and pretending is right. not going to fix what happened in the stock market yesterday.
No. Well, I think that has a lot to do with COVID and also has a lot to do with the weakness that the Biden administration is showing in foreign policy.
Yeah, and I don't want to say that it has to do with COVID. I think it has to do with us taking all of the wrong responses to COVID.
True, yeah.
And kind of where we are economically, sort of where we were with the schools. I mean, in the first few months, we had good data out of Europe that we did not need to shut the schools down. We had it. I had it. I had it on the show and laid it out in exhaustive detail.
Mm-hmm.
Was told I'm probably killing kids.
Right.
And no, that was a science. I love children. And sure enough, what do we have? Admissions this summer that, we never really needed to shut down schools. So, now we're shutting down states. And we're doing this again, even though it doesn't work. We know it doesn't work. We know it makes absolutely no difference. The first folks to show us that was the retail and detail data analysis at Chase. They did a worldwide survey and showed shutdowns make no difference whatsoever in spread of COVID. They could not find that, and that was in the spring. Early summer of 2020. So we know these things, but we continue to do them. And it's very frustrating because the underlying mechanics of the stock market that are a mess right now, they're a mess for two reasons, bad COVID policy and bad COVID policy. Part of it is that the Biden administration in these blue states, which still have a lot of manufacturing, have gutted manufacturing with these shutdowns, vax mandates and all of this. And we're seeing that now. And a manufacturing that all the manufacturing built under Trump, absolute collapse. And we're just seeing this now. So it's not COVID. It's Joe. And it's these liberal people doing these crazy things with the shutdowns. And then we're also seeing this crazy idea that we don't have to pay for, when you print money, it's not free. And if you look at the people on the financial pages, all the comments, it's just page after page after page of rage at Jerome Powell for how dare he raise rates. Doesn't he know what this is going to do to the real estate industry?
No.
Well, the only other choice is to allow what could potentially become hyperinflation and what we're already seeing the signs of becoming stagflation. So, I mean, did you not think that? And I mean, I think this is actually a shock for educated people supposedly educated, Ivy League college, so useless degree. People on Wall Street, they're mad that Jerome Powell's going to have to raise rates. I'm like, how do you think this was going to end? And they're throwing a fit, that jerk. Well, I mean, what do you want them to do? You can't run the printing press full time. And not raise rates and take a kneecap to the real estate industry. I mean, you got to choose. It's going to be one or the other. It can't go both ways. We're already at 7%. This is supposed to end till 2023. The only chance we have of slowing it down is to gut the real estate industry. And my husband's in real estate. We were totally depressed over dinner last night. We know what has to be done. Or we're going to hit hyperinflation. Mm-hmm. We cannot go to 2023 with continuous inflation if 1 year is 7% and producer inflation's already at 10. Because that tells you where we're going next year. We're going to 10. So you have these people whining and screaming and bellyaching at Jerome Powell, who I can't stand, by the way. He's a bald-faced liar, and he's part of the reason we're in this problem. But he has no choice right now to print. And the reason he has no choice to print is Congress told him, you're going to have to print this. We'd like an infrastructure package, $2 trillion worth of spending, but we don't want to pay for it.
Right.
So we're going to spend monopoly money. Okay, there goes the real estate industry. Right then, right there, that day, they passed it. It died. Just the bill doesn't come due till this year. So I really wish there was some basic understanding of economics in this country.
Well, this is, to me, and consumer credit is going to be the next issue.
Oh, yeah.
Because what happens when interest rates go up? Oh, those credit card rates go up. Well, what happens when credit card rates go up? People stop spending money. They stop borrowing money to spend money. So you're going to see big ticket items like cars, furniture, appliances, TVs, things like that that people put on their credit card, which, you know, Dave Ramsey and I and you and me would say, you know, that's not a good idea, but they do it anyway. And that's what drives us, the American economy. It's going to collapse. So we're not going to worry about supply chain issues anymore. We're going to have demand issues.
Yes, we are. But we have this other thing, too. If somebody had said when Joe was getting ready to do the stimulus, hey, Kate, we'll send you for a while the equivalent of about, I don't know, $3,000 a year. We're going to pay you for having kids, right?
Right.
Everybody goes, yeah. But we're going to go ahead and put we're going to go ahead and take 5% of your income to pay for it. Would you take that deal?
No.
No, nobody would take that deal. That was the deal. It was the deal.
I didn't get that deal, by the way. But anyway.
No, I didn't either. But here's the thing. That was the deal because right now we have 7% inflation. It's going to get worse. We know that. That is a fact. It's already in the supply lines. That 10% is what producers are paying right now for the goods you're going to be buying in a couple months. Okay, so we're going to go to 10. The deal right now is 7% inflation. What were wage gains for last year? 2%. How do you figure out what the tax is? It's easy. 7 minus 2. Prices went up by 7. Your wages only went up by 2. You fell back. You fell behind by 5 percentage points. That's a tax.
Yeah.
So that check you thought was fun? Yeah, you're paying for it right now.
Yeah.
And this is a broad-based tax. It hits everybody, hits the lowest-income people the hardest. And the Democrats are pretending it's not so, and they want to go ahead and spend $5 trillion more. Like, I can't even contemplate the destruction of Build Back Better at this point. Like, the absolute destruction. Honestly, just set things on fire. Just go ahead and do that. It'll be easier for people to understand. So, I mean, you know, fall down on your knees and thank the Lord every day for Joe Manchin, Kirsten Sinema. Yeah. And hope they stay strong. I mean, she just got censured by the Democrats in Arizona because she won't break the backs of the lower class in this country. She is the only thing standing between them and abject poverty right now. She is an absolute hero. God, that hurt. I've never said that about a Democrat. Hold on, my head. It's still shaking.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Yeah, but that's the times we are in.
It's painful. But this is the times we are in.
When conservatives have to thank Democrats for saving us from economic destruction.
Right, because it's not like we're out there doing it or anything. You know, we're all tepid. Because, you know, here's the thing. Kevin McCarthy's not going to go out there and say, because guess what? Mitch McConnell, Republican head of the Senate, he shepherded the infrastructure bill through. Yeah. So if you're looking at 7% right now, understand that infrastructure bill was paid for with monopoly money. That hasn't hit yet in its full force. We got another year of pay. How do we go from 1% inflation in January to 7% inflation in December? It's very simple. $2 trillion spent in 4 months. How much was the infrastructure bill? $2 trillion more. See the math there? We're going to do it again. We're going to do it again. And you've got these sissy boys on Wall Street throwing chairs, getting angry. One guy said, you know, in the comments, because Jerome Powell's going to raise rates, try to slow down this inflation. Well, you should have taken that anger and directed it towards your Democrat congresspeople there in New York and on Wall Street and told them not to pass the infrastructure bill. But you didn't. So this is like a child throwing a chair over the fact that the credit card bill came due. Well, yeah, what'd you think when you spent the money? I mean, just wow. Okay, but you know what? It's like my husband says this all the time. Makes me grit my teeth because he's right. there, and the American people have to learn. And they learned in the 70s, and we forgot. We got to learn again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's going to hurt. Unfortunately, those of us who do understand and do learn and do not live that way, and we do not live on credit cards, we do not live on credit as a country, and we don't run our households this way, we have to pay too, and it's really painful. But I want to tell you what the upside is, Lee. Are you excited about this?
Oh, yes. Let's hear it.
No mean tweets.
Oh, there you go. And boy, that was sure worth it, wasn't it?
It was, man. 5% of our income on average out the door, but no mean tweets. We can all be proud of that.
Terraists want it. Hear the Terra Show weekday mornings on 106.3 WORD and the Odyssey app.